plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
To nobody's surprise, the annual National Education Association convention voted 6-1 to endorse John Kerry for president. The head of the NEA, Reg Weaver, opened the annual convention this summer in Washington, D.C., with a call for public school teachers and employees to mobilize to defeat President Bush this fall. He said the union's political activism takes center stage, and he predicted that our 2.7 million members can be the X factor in this election. For this year's political campaign, the NEA will partner with other left-wing organizations, including MoveOn.org and ACORN, in order to achieve what the NEA calls large mobilization. Through a nationwide political strategy called House Parties, to be held on September 22nd, these activists will plan political rallies, register voters, meet with congressional candidates, and organize a Get Out the Vote program to cover teachers and parents. Washington, D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams was not on hand to welcome the delegates to the nation's capital because he supports school vouchers, and that's a position that NEA speakers are not permitted to express. The delegates were welcomed instead by U.S. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, who used her time at the podium to pitch for her legislation to give congressional representation to the District of Columbia. The NEA's headline speaker was Hillary Clinton, who was introduced as one of our closest allies. She's so close, in fact, that she needs no further introduction. Actually, she was just a warm-up for a showing of Michael Moore's anti-Bush movie, Fahrenheit 9/11, right after her speech. During the convention, delegates contributed more than $1 million toward the NEA's political war chest. That's only a small part of the direct political expenditures the NEA will make this year. In the last election, the NEA PAC spent $7 million for direct contributions to candidates' campaigns.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on the hidden agenda of the National Education Association, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the NEA report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, freedom of speech is wonderful. It ranks right up there with freedom not to listen. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. This is, for whatever it's worth, my good friend and colleague and partner, Clyde Lear, just entered the studio. Clyde, this is unusual. I think the last time you came in here is when we celebrated our 25th anniversary.
Well, the only reason I came in today was to wish you happy birthday, Derry Brownfield.
Thank you. You're very kind.
51, right? 48.
Well, 39. No, I was born in 1932, and I always said, you know, me, the drought, the dust, the depression, and the Democrats. All, you know, they were hit the trail running in 1932. And I used to say times have gotten better every day of my life. But here recently, you know, I see things slipping a little bit. But nevertheless, it is my birthday, and Jeff and Beth are so good to me. You won't believe how good these people are to me. Clyde, you've been back to the little cabin in the woods.
I have.
And they gave me, for Christmas, an antique sign that goes over the door as you leave the cabin that says, Happy Trails to You. Really neat-looking wooden. I don't know.
But it's antique.
Oh, antique.
An antique for an antique.
Yeah, it's been antiqued. I think someone did it recently, but it looks like they did it 150 years ago. So this morning, here is on my desk, is this big, I wouldn't call it a picture. What would you, it's not a poster. It's wooden, and it's hand-painted. It's a really nice, nice thing. It's all, it is all in earth tones. And it's a picture of a bull moose, members only, masters of BS. The bigger the bull, the better. See the bull, speak the bull, be the bull. So come on in and shoot the bull. Bull Session Club. And that goes out there also. So what's new in the radio business, Clyde?
There's nothing new. Happy birthday, Derry. It's wonderful. It's great that you're doing well and you have such a wide, huge audience all over the world listening to you.
You know we do. They are.
Oh, I know it. And good friends, and I know they love you, and I can understand why.
We have now made friends in Germany, in France, and in Ireland, and Canada. Of course, we've been on Canada. We've been getting, you know, listeners in Canada for years and years and years. But anyway, it's been fun, Clyde, and we just appreciate the use of our studio here.
Well, I'll tell you, we sure love you, and we love having you around, and thanks for all you are.
Well, thank you for coming.
You bet. You bet. Have a happy birthday. And I hope all your listeners call and sing to you. Someone maybe will sing.
Well, Beth, you know, Beth is our little songbird. She's a professional.
Oh, she's good. Right.
She sings very nice.
Maybe Jeff would sing.
Well, Craig Smith sang to me earlier this morning, and I thanked him, but I said, Craig, you don't need to do this, you know. Hey, thanks again, Lyle.
You bet.
Clyde. Anyway, now I'm all confused. I don't know. Okay, I was, for whatever it's worth, I was born, as I said, in 1932. I started driving an automobile legally in 1948. And, you know, it was kind of funny. I remember real well going into the... to get my driver's license, and at that time, the Ford garage just passed out driver's licenses, and I remember they said, well, can he drive? And my mother said, well, sure he can drive. Okay. And that was all there was to getting a driver's license back in those days. And you know, for whatever it's worth, and this is an interesting story, I'll try to... Jeffrey, right down in there, New Zealand. And I'll come back to New Zealand a little bit later because they have done completely away. You don't get a driver's license in New Zealand. Don't need one. Anyway, I'll write it here, too. New Zealand. Okay, when I started driving back in those days, there was no speed limits, not in the state of Missouri. You could drive, the book said you must drive in a prudent manner. And that was it. And that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. It makes more sense than putting up these dumb speed limit signs all the time, because there's times under certain road conditions they're way too fast, and there's times under certain road conditions they're entirely too slow. But what I started to tell you was that back in those days we had Burma Shave signs all over the United States. Burma Shave was a cream that you put on your face, and it softens your whiskers, and you could cut off your whiskers with a razor. And we had, at that time, we had three-piece razors that you screwed the handle out of them, and they came apart. There's three pieces. And I remember when Schick came along with the one-piece razor, and, you know, I bought a whole bunch of those, and that's exactly what I shave with today. Those Schick razors, push, pull, click, click, change blades that quick. Anyway, let me go back to the Burma Shave signs. There'd be a series of signs along the highway, and they were like 100 feet apart. And the first sign would say, trains don't wander. Second sign would say, all over the map. Third sign would say, cause nobody sits. Fourth sign would say, on the engineer's lap. And the fifth sign would say, Burma Shave. Now, here's some more of them. She kissed a hairbrush by mistake. She thought it was her husband, Jake. Burma Shave. Don't lose your head to gain a minute. You need your head. Your brains are in it. Burma Shave. The midnight ride of Paul for beer led to a warmer hemisphere. Burma Shave. The one who drives when he's been drinking depends on the car to do his thinking. Car in the ditch, driver in tree, the moon was full, and so was he. Burma Shave. Passing school zone, take it slow. Let our little shavers grow. Burma Shave. Don't stick your arm out the window too far. It might go home in someone else's car. Burma Shave. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
And we have returned. I have several emails here over programs past that I would like to share with you. Remember the other day we were talking about Tom Mix, and we were talking about FDR's 1933 inaugural, and I said America's most beloved cowboy was there, and I said, who was it? And of course it was Tom Mix. Well, this listener said, I must be a strange person since I knew it was Tom Mix and I'm only 39 years old. He said, anyway, Tom Mix actually died. This person apparently has done a lot of research on Tom Mix. He says, Tom Mix actually died because he ignored warnings about a gully bridge being washed out on a stretch of road near Florence, Arizona. He crashed the car, that was the car he was driving, and we talked about that the other day, into the gully, and a suitcase on the package shelf directly behind him in the two-seater flew forward and crushed the back of his head. The gully is now named Tom Mix Wash. And there's a black iron death marker of a riderless brawn on the side. It's Bronc. Okay. Yeah, well, they hadn't spelled it right here. Thank you, Jeff. A riderless Bronc. Sure, it'd be a riderless Bronc on the side. Oh, on Tony the Wonder Horse, he was the second Tony. And he died 2 years after Tom. He was not stuffed, and his burial site was unmarked. Apparently, Tom dead. Nobody cared about Tony anymore. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Far, remember the story I had back on the 30th of... I says here the 30th of January. That won't be for a few more days. So I don't know. It must have been the 30th. I don't know when I did this. But anyway, the FedEx delivery guy stopped. He was delivering these unused CDs. They were brand new CDs that had not been recorded on, and he was taking them to this couple's apartment. And he had been delivering about 200 every so often. And he thought this was unusual, so he called the cops. And I did the story, and I was quite critical of the fact that he would call the police on this, and that upset some folks, because they said, hey, and I'll tell you what they said. They went on to say that I was listening to your show this morning, Heard you launch into a diatribe about the FedEx delivery man who snitched off the couple who had purchased 8,000 blank CDs. Due to his reporting, a search warrant was issued, and the couple was arrested and charged with counterfeiting and bootlegging CDs. You seem to take issue with this, and I'm wondering why. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and I'll tell you why when we come back. Here's another one. Thank you for your program and eye-opening stuff you present, most of which is accurate. However, sometimes I feel you report things that you should have done more research on. I believe we each need to keep an eye open. Example is the program Neighborhood Watch as to what's going on around us at all times. This is for self-protection as well as for the safety of others. If it don't look right, take a better look. Or in the case of the FedEx guy, notify the police. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Have returned. Okay, I look back. It was January the 20th that we were talking about the FedEx guy that told the cops that he'd been delivering CDs to this apartment. Now, I made the comment that, hey, so what? There's nothing illegal about unused or new CDs. The police did. They found that this couple was pirating 8,000 CDs that was in a suburban Chicago apartment. The FedEx guy that served their neighborhood told the police he was delivering large quantities of blank CDRs to the apartment. It appears to him each box contained about 200. And I said, so what? Why would a judge issue a warrant, et cetera, because somebody was delivering these CDs? Now, this one listener said, you know, we need Neighborhood Watch. See, I don't call this Neighborhood Watch at all. We have Neighborhood Watch out where I live. If we see somebody driving around the neighborhood that looks suspicious, I write the license number down, stick it in my shirt pocket, and carry it around for 6 months to a year, and then I wonder why I'd written it down. No, I usually take a little note and say I saw this car parked in so-and-so's driveway at a certain time. That's different. That is totally different. There's a big difference between Neighborhood Watch and Gestapo-type snitching, and this is Gestapo stuff. If you remember back, this TIPS program that we talked about, and TIPS was sponsored by FEMA. It had to do with terrorist information and prevention systems, and it reeks of the SSS and the KGB. Should the FedEx men tell a cop that he saw a gun on somebody's house? Should the FedEx call a cop if he saw a kid get a much-needed spanking? When the administration was trying to push this TIPS down our throats, there was a lot of concerned people that stood up and said no, and the program was dropped. However, it still exists in some areas. For example, remember we've talked about in Salem, Oregon, if you can't cut a tree. And if someone in Salem, Oregon cuts a tree or carries off a limb, then the neighbors are supposed to call the city officials, and they can be fined for cutting down a tree in their own backyard. Now, that's snitching, and that is Gestapo, SSS, KGB kind of stuff. Anyway, all this is just training, I believe, just training devices to indoctrinate American citizens into a completely government-controlled society. That's what it looks like to me. I call it the introduction to a police state. So, you know, there used to be a saying, and I heard my grandfather say it many times, sweep in front of your own doorstep. Don't worry about your neighbors. And I kind of still believe that that holds a lot of common sense. But to have a FedEx, and see, back to this TIPS thing, which, it, you know, it's still in the back of their minds. They're going to want to do this, and they will eventually get this out into the open. But there were enough people that stood up and said, no way, we're not going to come up with this kind of a program. But going back to this TIPS thing, they wanted to have anybody that was accustomed to going into people's homes to be like Secret Service agents. The plumber, the TV repairman, the postmaster, or not the postmaster, but the mail carriers, the FedEx guy, anybody that deals with the public and gets around their homes, they were supposed to report things that they saw that looked like they'd be something where someone might be a terrorist suspect. I tell you, when you live to be 73 years old, just the fact that you're here makes you a terrorist suspect. All right, we're not going to take a break yet. Here is something else. When I was in school, and I'll get to New Zealand when we come back because it's a little longer story. The Arizona Republic quoted this article, the class of 2006. See, I graduated the class of 49. I was a 49er. The class of 2006, and they take this AIMS, Ames test, it'll be the first in Arizona who must pass the reading, writing, and math test to get a high school diploma. After two attempts, 37,000 juniors, that's 57%, have not yet passed their test. Now, I don't know what's in that test, but reading and writing and math is what this says. I don't know how much. Now, some of the math would get me. I never was very good in calculus and all that stuff. But I can read and write and add and subtract and multiply and divide and know where to sign my name and know when not to sign my name. And that's the important stuff that you need to teach a kid. Okay, after two attempts, we have 37,000 junior high school students, 57% of them, not able to pass this test. So, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to flunk them and make them stay in school? No, not yet. Arizona school chief Tom Horne, and Governor Janet Napoliento read, and I don't pronounce that right, but anyway, they redirected $10 million in state education money into a fund designated to pay for the 9 hours of individual tutoring for every student who hasn't passed one or more sections of the test. So the fact that these kids have spent 11 years in high school and still can't read and write, add, subtract, multiply, and divide, instead of saying, hey, you're going to hang around here till you do, the state's going to spend another $10 million on them. You see, shouldn't the teachers have taught them? How did they get to be juniors and the teachers not know that they can't read, write, add, subtract, and multiply and divide? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. This coming Monday, January the 31st, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a nice run of stocker and feeder cattle and calves. Many of these calves will have all their vaccinations. Some will be wearing the white tag, proving their shots are all up to date. Now, these special calf and yearling sales are in addition to the regular Thursday auctions where all classes of livestock are sold. To consign cattle for or any of the sales at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction, give Wendell a call. His number is 660-265-5523. Milan, Missouri is in part of northern Missouri, referred to as the Green Hills Cattle Country. Big strings of top quality calves are born here every year, and the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction is the ideal location to buy or sell. So, buying or selling, remember, this is the special calf and yearling sale that's coming up this coming Monday, January the 31st, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who knows that a 5-second fuse only lasts 3 seconds. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Let me give you my telephone number. It is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Now, I said Jeff reminded me of New Zealand, and he did. And let me tell you a little bit about New Zealand. When we were in Reno last summer at the Freedom 21 conference, Floyd Lilly did an hour long program on New Zealand and how New Zealand has changed its government. New Zealand was broke. I mean, New Zealand was really in bad shape as a nation, and so they made some changes. They, in New Zealand, the per capita income was way down compared to the cost of living. Anyway, it was just exactly like we are becoming here in the United States today. So they changed the government, and they said those who headed up government agencies were now chosen on the basis of a worldwide search and received term contracts, 5 years with a possible of extension of another 3 years. They went out of the country to buy what I would call efficiency experts to come in and run the country. They changed laws. They said that we achieved goals like reducing hunger and homelessness. This didn't mean how government could feed or house people. We made it clear that what's important is not how many people are on welfare, but how many people can get off welfare and into independent living. And that, they did these things. Now, I started to tell you about driver's licenses. Okay, let's move to the back page here because that was the last part of the program. The Department of Transportation came to us one day and said they needed to increase the fees for driver's licenses. When we asked why, they said that the cost of relicensing wasn't being fully recovered at the current fee levels. Then we asked why we should be doing this sort of thing at all. The transportation people clearly thought that it was a very stupid question. Everybody needs a driver's license, they said. I then pointed out that I received mine when I was 15 and asked them, what is it about relicensing that in any way tests drivers whether or not they can drive, okay? We gave them 10 days to think this over. At one point, they suggested that the police need driver's licenses for identification purposes. We responded that this was the purpose of an identity card, not a driver's license. Now, apparently, in New Zealand, they do have a personal identification card. I was not aware of that, and that's something we don't need in this country either. Finally, they admitted that they could think of no good reason for what they were doing, so we abolished the whole process. Now, a driver's license is good until a person is 74 years old, after which you must get an annual medical test to ensure you're still competent to drive. So, not only did we not need new fees, we abolished a whole department. That's what I mean by thinking differently. So anyhow, you know, we can cut down. I've talked many times about how, you know, an efficiency expert could go through our state departments, whether they be federal, state, local government, whatever it happened to be. They did the same thing with the school boards. They eliminated the school voting system. The only people that could vote for school board members, and I'm kind of spilling the beans here on this thing, but it's so interesting. The only people that could vote for school board members are people that had kids in school. Once your kids are out of school, forget the school. You can't vote for school board members anymore. They did a lot of things that really make a lot of sense to me. They said they started the Transportation Department. When we started this process with the Department of Transportation, it had 5,600 employees. When we finished, it had 53. When we started with the Forest Service, it had 17,000 employees. When we had finished, it had 17. When we applied it to the Ministry of Works, it had 28,000 employees. And the guy that's written this article says, I used to be Minister of Works and ended up being the only employee there. In the later case, most of what the department did was construction and engineering, and there are plenty of people who can do that without government intervention. Someone says, well, you killed all those jobs? He says, not at all. The government stopped employing people in those jobs, but the need for the jobs didn't disappear. Said, I visited some of the forestry workers some months after they'd lost their government jobs, and they were quite happy. They told me that they were now earning about three times what they used to earn, on top of which they were surprised to learn that they could do about 60% more than they used to do. The same lesson applies to the other jobs that I mentioned. Some of the things that government was doing simply didn't belong in the government. So we sold off telecommunications, airlines, irrigation schemes, computing services, government printing offices, insurance companies, banks, securities, mortgage, railways, bus services, hotels, shipping lines, agricultural advisory services. When we sold those things off, their productivity went up and the cost of their services went down. Anyway, for whatever that's worth, but I thought it was interesting to see that, hey, when the Department of Transportation says we got to charge more fees for getting a driver's license, they just eliminated the whole department. That took care of that. Now, I'll take Canton, Wisconsin. See, I don't know when we have to get this stuff fixed. Did you hear hammering in the background? Did that come through your headset? Yes. So we have people I should have asked Clyde while he was in here, what in the world is he doing? He's reconstructing this building. It's getting to be a fancier, fancier building. Someone said, oh, you ought to put up your members-only Bull Session Club thing in the studio. Hey, it's too nice to be in this studio. They have everything modern here. I don't like stuff modern. I'm still living in 1940. Let's go to who?
Ken in Wisconsin.
Ken in Wisconsin. Hi, Ken. Ken, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say something about this, neighborhood snitch thing. Sure, you got this news article where they busted some people, but how many times do people snitch on somebody and the cops come over and it wasn't what they thought it was, but as long as the cops are there, they say, they see something else and they bust the people for something,
Well, then you just don't want them in your house.
Well, that's right. But I'll tell you what happened to me. We had gone to an auction, and I had a station wagon and some kids and a trailer, and we bought this bunch of junk, you know, and in there was a BB gun pistol, and, it didn't even work, okay, but the kids liked it, you know. And on the way home, we stopped at Walmart. My wife went in to get some stuff, and my boy was about 6 or 7, and he was doing something in the back seat, you know, playing with the gun. And he wasn't listening, so I said, well, okay, I'm going to take that away from you. So I got out of the car, opened the door to the back seat, took the gun from him, and sat down in the driver's seat and just threw the gun down. I didn't think anything of it. Well, on the way home, a cop pulls me over, and, he says, driver, get out of the car. And I'm wondering, well, what's going on here? And what it was, somebody saw me take that gun from my boy and put it in the front seat, and the cop told me they had an all-points bulletin out for me. The state patrol and everybody was looking for me because of this snitch. And it turned out, I told them, I said, look, see, it's just a piece of junk. We just came from this auction. And he told me, he said, okay, he was kind of, you know, sheepish about the whole thing, embarrassed. But he said, as long as I got you pulled over, I gotta ticket you for something. So I ended up getting a $125 ticket for something. This was about 10 years ago, all because of somebody snitching on me who had no business calling anybody.
Yeah, and that was 10 years ago. Today they would have jerked you out of that car, handcuffed you, slammed you down against the concrete.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, hey, it's different today.
So I just thought I'd pass that along to these people who think this is so you know, great, because for every legitimate bust like these CD people, there's probably 50 that...
Hey, we have had report after report where the cops have actually gone in, kicked in doors, and killed somebody and found out the whole deal was wrong.
Right.
So, hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, Derry, before you move on next, before the break, let's go to Fred in Philadelphia.
Hey, Fred in Philadelphia.
Hi, Derry.
Yes.
All right, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How you feeling these days?
Wonderful.
Do you take a lot of herbs and things like that to stay healthy?
I take my Be Alive every morning. And my Cardio One, how about that? But I'll tell you what, the Lord has blessed me greatly. I have all but two of my teeth, and I used to say I just have one cavity. But the one cavity I don't have anymore, because that was one of the teeth that I had to pull, and then the one next to it. But and I wouldn't have had that if I hadn't have gone to a dentist when I was a little kid. So.
Do you still do skeet shooting?
No, I don't know. I don't skeet shoot much.
Okay. All right, that's usually, all I wanted to say was happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. No, usually if I look down the barrel of a gun, it's something that needed to be killed. Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. Keep listening, and let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Diana in Michigan. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Derry. I just wanted to say happy birthday. You are such a joy to listen to. And I'm the lady that sent you the Buffalo Nickel.
Oh, really? Well, thank you. Thank you. And
you sent me the picture, and I told you that my fish died and my plants. Well, my cat came back, and the dog came out of the doghouse, and my husband came back.
Really? Everything?
So everything worked out fine.
Well, that's good. That's
you have a super great day.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Someone sent me a card here that I'll share with you, that just like the fellow from Philadelphia said, do you feel good? And, yeah, I feel wonderful. This shows this old gentleman here talking on the telephone. He's a sad-looking cake now, let me tell you. He says, getting old is quite a drag. Your hair turns gray, things start to sag. A shot of Pepto's your evening snack, along with aspirin for the aching back. The eyes go bad and the teeth fall out. To hear your friends, they have to shout. The bills pile up, though you work danged hard. Now, ain't you glad you got this card? I mean, that's kind of depressing. It kind of reminds... Well, I don't have time to go into that either. But Fred from Philadelphia asked about that. Your teeth fall out. You know, I have two teeth that are gone. And other than that, they are all there, and they don't have any fillings in them. And I mentioned earlier, and I'll explain that, and I think I've done this before on the air, but it's been a long time ago, and I enjoy telling the story because it still makes me mad. I rode my bicycle down to town where my mother was having her teeth worked on, and went into the dentist office to ask mother something. I don't have any idea why I was there. I just wish I hadn't have gone, but I did. And she says, now, Dr. Hull, she says, I wish you'd look in his mouth. She said, he won't brush his teeth, and she went on tirade about that. So he sat me down in a chair, and he took that little old pick, and he picked around in there, and he hurt. I mean, it hurt now. And he said, well, he's got pretty good teeth, but I'll tell you what, I see a cavity starting. And he says, I don't want to do it today, but bring him back in a few months. Or weeks or something. Well, I never went back. Mother died in the meantime, and I grew up. And One day, we had another dentist in town, a fellow by the name of Dr. Popejoy, and he and I traded horses together a lot. And it was on a rainy day, and whatever we were doing, we got rained out, so we went by his office to have a cool one. And I said, Doc, I said, if you don't mind, I wish you'd look in my mouth. So I got in a chair, and he did, and he said, boy, if everybody had teeth like yours, he said, I'd be out of business. And I said, now, you look good, because I said, when I was a little kid, Dr. Hull told me that he had, that I had a cavity starting. Well, he said, I can see where he broke the enamel on one of your molars. Now, I had that tooth pulled last year. It took it 65, close to 70 years before that sucker finally went bad. Anyhow, stay tuned. You're listening to Common Sense Coalition. And I don't go to dentists unless I had the toothache. And I told my kids the same thing. And they all got good teeth, pretty well. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. The boys have my... Anyhow, we'll see you later. Stay with us.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free, our most recent month's issue, just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle, you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. And we have returned. The caller just told Jeff to look up 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 14, about this FedEx guy that was spying on his delivery people. What did he say?
It's actually verse 15. It says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. So we're not to be busybodies in other men's matters.
I can buy that. You know, this happened back, gosh, my kids are in their 40s, so this happened close to 50 years ago, 40-some years ago. But a friend of mine was driving in downtown evening traffic, and he had his kids in the car with him. And this reminded me of the story when the fellow talked about the kid that had the old BB gun. And he had his kids in the car with him, and they're eating these little round, I don't know, some kind of hard candies thing, something like Well, I don't know if they were jawbreakers, but they were more like these little round hard mints that you suck on, you know. Well, anyway, this kid was choking and was like bad choking, had turned kind of blue. So he just stopped the car right in the middle of the traffic, jumped out, grabbed this kid by the hind leg and held him upside down and started beating him in the back with the back of it, you know, with pounding him in the back. And he said about the third or fourth bang on his back, that thing popped out of his mouth and rolled across the street. He said, I threw him in the back seat of the car, jumped in, and we took off. Now, today, if somebody saw that, what would they do?
Well, first of all, they'd have it on camera so we could all enjoy it. And then they'd be in trouble.
A whole heap of trouble for saving a kid's life. You know, it's so ridiculous. Going back to the time I was growing up, you know, you've got to buckle up. Our grandkids, I never buckled up any of my kids. And our grandkids, now they come to see us, you got to put the car seats in and buckle them in there and everything. I've ridden all over the United States laying in the back window of a four-door Plymouth sedan, you know? Lay up there in the back window, me and my dog. I'd use my dog for a pillow. And we'd lay up there in the back window, and, you know, you could look out back and see where you've been. I mean, nobody thought it. Oh, they killed a lot of people back in those days. No more than they do now, because our cars had bumpers, ladies and gentlemen. They were made out of iron. They weren't made out of, they're not even plastic anymore, because you can get good plastic. This stuff today, I don't know. Well, anyway, here's another one for you. San Francisco charges shoppers, or they're going to charge shoppers for grocery bags. They'll be the first city in the nation. The city's Environmental Commission is expected to ask the mayor and the Board of Supervisors to consider a 17-cent per bag charge on paper and plastic grocery bags. They call it, it will reduce plastic bag pollution. Now, I'll say this for plastic bags. I get so tired of picking up those little smiley faces off of my fences. They blow across I've seen them as high up in trees. But nevertheless, they're going to charge 17 cents for a plastic bag there in San Francisco. The city spends about 5.2 cents per bag annually for street litter pickup, and 1.4 cents per bag for extra cycling costs. So if you go to San Francisco grocery shopping, you might as well cough up a few extra cents every time. 17 cents for a bag. I bet those bags don't cost 17 cents.
BYOB, bring your own bag.
BYOB, bring your own bourbon, beer, booze. What does that mean? Bag. Bring your own bag, and that doesn't mean leave your wife at home or anything like that. Hey, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.